Hello and welcome to the Pixel Grater podcast. I am Lewis Dunn. I am the co-founder and main editor on Pixel Grater. Joining me is the webmaster and other main contributor to the site, Kieran Douglas.
Hello.
The reviews editor and man who has yet to write anything for the site but is promising to do something in the future, maybe Charles Dean.
Bonjour.
And my friend Chris.
Hello.
So yes, this is the Pixel Grater podcast. The idea with this is probably the only place on the entire website where you will find us actually talking about genuine video game news and so on. It's the only part of the website I would consider, quotes, serious, unquotes, with things. And also, we will be trying to do some amusing features in the show. So first of all, go around. What have people been playing? What have you been doing, Kieran? What's your life?
Well, I've been playing the Just Cause 2 multiplayer beta. Because, you know, they're having their open test, and it's a lot of fun. 850 people on the server at any one time. It's fantastic.
850 people running around a 20-mile map.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's just planes everywhere. I was on the Mile High Club, the blimpy thing there, and it was just constant aerial bombardment, planes flying everywhere, people flying around. It was fantastic.
So, I mean, I've played a bit of the Just Cause 2 multiplayer as well. Does it look like it's going to stay with everyone on one server, or does it look like there's going to be individual servers later down the line?
There will be individual servers. It's just during the testing that devs want to keep their own server.
To be honest, having everyone on one server is actually really funny.
Yeah. You know something as well? The server itself is actually not a high-spec machine. They said it's using something like 90 megabytes of RAM. And, you know, your standard computer's got 4 gigabytes, so...
So there we go. So you don't need a lot of gigabytes to run a server for Just Cause 2.
No, you don't.
Things we're learning with Kieran. It's just a mod, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not being endorsed at all by Avalanche or...
Well, they haven't endorsed it, but the developers have tweeted that they are following it with earnest. So they're certainly interested, but no, it's not official.
Are they going to wait for it to just be finished and then just buy the mod team and say, put it into Just Cause 3?
Well, we have announced that, haven't we? We have announced Just Cause 3.
Have they?
Yeah.
I did not know that. That's news to me.
Only in sort of, yes, it's going to exist. Not like, here's a video.
Oh, so it's more like, it's kind of like the same way Half-Life 2 Episode 3 has been announced. Yeah, all right, but no. Yeah. Well, I mean, when did Just Cause 2 come out? It came out like 2 years ago, didn't it?
Yeah, it's about March 2010. Mm. Yeah, so I mean, and the thing is, it's a good-looking game. I mean, it even stands out today. But the other thing is, it runs really well on old computers. As in, like, you know, I'm getting a solid 60, 70 frames per second, and my laptop isn't very good.
You say that, but we've got Chris's laptop here, and Chris's laptop can barely run Solitaire. It's quite impressive.
The processor works, it just lacks a graphics card.
Where's the thing that you need to make?
I wasn't sure of the time, so I feel like I was wasting my time saying, Dad, get me the bigger one. And, you know, turns out you need graphics to play games.
You do. What you can, however, do is run a lot of computations. That is an advantage to a good processor. That's well done, though. Do they have a date nailed down on when they're going to finish the multiplayer, or is it just in...
Just the future. That's all they're saying.
The future.
So would you say it's a good thing, this... Would you say multiplayer Just Cause is a good idea?
Yes.
Oh, it's fantastic.
But a fun idea doesn't mean a good one.
No, it's not a good idea in the same way that, I don't know, something like Twinkies are not a good idea. You know, if you have them, you're going to destroy your heart. But they're still great, you know.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I'm actually kind of completely in favour of, I think Just Cause does suit multiplayer. What I'd like to see, though, is a developer-focused multiplayer. Like, much as I admire the community for doing what they're doing...
It's a bit crap.
Yeah, it's not going to compare to a developer-made one.
Oh, no, they just don't have the resources. I mean, they're hobbyists, really. They're not getting paid for this. It's all free.
I wonder what else is something that someone isn't getting paid to do, but is doing away.
I don't love it.
How's the review going, Charles?
Oh, man, you should see this review. It's so great. I'm really enjoying writing it. As we speak, just listen to those keys be tapped.
I tap that.
We should point out, Charles's reviews editor, Pixel Grater, we're not actually doing any serious reviews because there are over 500 websites that will gladly review a video game for you seriously.
I think we have two very contrasting definitions of what a serious review is. I am being deathly serious in not playing any of these games.
That is true, but at the same time, we're not actually providing you with a legitimate conclusion on the game. For example, the game that you are not reviewing is Lollipop Chainsaw.
It is indeed.
Which I actually finished last night.
Is that any good?
Good.
I loved it. I would love it. Because I'm a big fan of Suda51, and this is a Suda51 game. It's not one of his better games in terms of, like...
quality.
No, it's... in terms of being able to play the game, it's much better than every other game he's ever made. Like, the only one that compares in terms of actually fun to play is Shadows of the Damned. But
so you finally admitted that No More Heroes isn't terribly fun to play?
No, large chunks of No More Heroes are massive failures as being fun. No More Heroes on a whole, however, is a much better experience. Like,
right.
I think I got a lot more out of No More Heroes. Lollipop Chainsaw's good, it's a lot of fun to play, but it only really has one clever message. And that clever message is good, but it's nothing compared to like the 20 that's in No More Heroes 2.
Is the clever message, kill zombies?
No, it's not. Although that is a major part of the game. Bastard okay. said, yeah. The clever message is like everything Suda51 does, you're not going to get it unless you play the game and finish it. Because all the advertising is deliberately misleading.
Are you sure deliberately misleading? Or is there no way to actually advertise it without looking like a really crappy game?
It's not a crappy
game. Play as a sexy teenager.
The thing
is, there any way to portray that as deep?
Well, yeah, because that, again, and what they did with No More Heroes and what he's done again with Lollipop Chainsaw is he sets up this expectation of going, oh, it's about, you know, it's about a dude with a lightsaber
but
killing
no
people.
No one buys
it's
it.
It's about, well, No More Heroes sold 500,000 copies and Lollipop Chainsaw shipped 100,000, which for Grasshopper Manufacture, based on how much money they put into games, that's really big profit for them. They've done really well out of it. So, yeah. But no, the games are... the games are always very deliberately designed, and the advertising is part of that design. In that they sort of go, here is what we're selling you, and then when you get the game, it's here's what we've actually given you. So No More Heroes was, kill dudes, it doesn't matter, it's a fun, stupid, over-the-top, violent game. At the end of the game, it goes, actually, this is a game about existential crisis and the inherent problem in video game narratives.
So well, now I don't have to buy it anymore because you've told me what
the
game is.
Yeah, I have told you it. It's a better experience. Lollipop Chainsaw's final thing. Weirdly and brilliantly, is about the objectification of women.
Is it done a Bayonetta? Just gone too far. Therefore,
no. What they, you know, Nick, the decapitated head.
Not personally.
Not personally, no. Due to his fictional nature, but he ends up being objectified by Juliet in the game. Like he literally becomes an object, and they start referring to him as it, and they start talking about him as if he's not there. And like they put makeup on him because it's funny, and they turn the tables on Nick and make Nick the objectified person, while you objectify the sexy teenager on the screen.
Yeah, but hang on. From what I understood from all the trailers and so on, they were trying to say, oh, actually, he's a nice guy. You know, he doesn't objectify us. So doesn't that really just make them into like dicks?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it does make Juliet into a dick. But the whole point is, it's a role reversal.
Well, no, but it doesn't, like, make her sympathetic at all.
Yeah. No. She as a character is not sympathetic. She genuinely made me feel quite uncomfortable during the game.
Right, I don't...
What?
I'm sure this is a great message in your head, but I personally am happy. I do not want to play this game
to
do with it,
really. It is also a fun game, like, in general. I had a lot of fun playing it.
I'm probably going to curiosity play it.
But yeah, it's like I think a lot of games. Like Lollipop Chainsaw is very short. Lollipop Chainsaw is about 6 hours, but you can tell it's designed to be replayed over and over.
Stop saying things like that about Grasshopper. You're saying every bad decision is actually a meta decision. It's of a greater good.
No, look, there's Lollipop Chainsaw is not. It's a fun game, but in terms of it will, if you like, I know you're going to try and play it in a day. If you try and play it in a day, it's going to get repetitive. It's going to get very repetitive. Like, there's some fun stuff to break up the variety there, but the majority of the game is just the fighting.
So you're saying it's a repetitive game?
Yes, it is a repetitive game.
But, like, what, you want me to finish it by Tuesday?
Well, it's only 6 hours.
I can do that.
There are fun stuff to break it up. There's like the zombie basketball and zombie baseball and stuff.
Those sound cool. Awful.
Oh, come on! You loved Dead Rising 2.
Any forced minigame.
Oh, no, this game is full of forced minigames. It really is.
Fan. You're really not selling this to me at all.
No, I'm not. I know. It's very much something I love, because I quite like the stuff in it that's shit. I really do. Like, this, like, I really like stuff. Right, fair play. Like, the game is not a 9 out of 10 game. It is probably a 7 or an 8. It is fun. It is inherent. Like, the core mechanics are good.
Is that a real 7 or an IGN 7? Because, like, you know, IGN 7 is like, oh my god, it's shit, it's the worst thing ever. But a real 7 is like, it's quite above average, it's quite a good game.
It's a real 7 or an IGN 8.9.
A game we do need to play is Asura's Wrath.
I don't want to play Asura's Wrath.
Well, you don't play it, you watch, you experience it.
You make it sound like a drug.
Well, have you played the demo?
I did.
It's
hated
the most
the demo.
Magic thing ever.
I hated it so much.
Like a robot bigger than Earth tries to crush you with its pinky, and then you blow it up by punching its pinky by growing more arms.
I did like the guy with the sword that wouldn't end.
Oh yeah, you get impaled through the Earth.
Yeah.
You come on. We played through Dead in the Heavy Rain. Most ridiculous game ever spawned. It's never second most. Dead Premonition's the worst.
Heavy Rain is an impressively
crap game.
It was crap, but we had so much fun.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't have played it on your own.
No, there's absolutely no way I could have tolerated Heavy Rain on my own. There's no way I could have tolerated Fahrenheit on my own either.
Oh, Fahrenheit's wonderful. And then you get superpowers, and then the world ends. The end.
And the computer descends out of the library that you... Like, there's two library-based puzzles in Fahrenheit, where you literally have to use the Dewey Decimal Code system to find what you're fucking looking for. It is a horrible game. If you ever find someone who says, oh, I loved Fahrenheit, punch them in the brain. Wrong.
I zoned out there for a moment, and just, you now you're racking on temperature systems. What happened?
What? Dewey Decimal Code.
Yeah, you said something about Fahrenheit. Is that a game?
Oh, the game, the game. Indigo Prophecy is the name.
I might have heard of it.
It was the game that David Cage made before
Heavy Rain.
Before Heavy Rain.
Ah, right, okay.
Kieran, why are you in this podcast?
So yes, let's talk news. Let's talk actual news. There is a Deadpool video game.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew that.
Deadpool video game, Kieran.
It doesn't look like it's going to play brilliantly.
Thank you.
Stop it, both of you.
I like Deadpool, but I think it looks funny. But it also looks a bit shit.
Exactly.
I know I'm gonna.
It looks like it's gonna have that weird top-down camera, or it's going to be a third-person hack and slash.
I think it's more likely a third-person hack and slash.
It's not gonna be
considering the production values on it. I don't think it's gonna be a top-down shooter.
You want some sort of combination between Never Dead and Bayonetta.
Yes.
That's not what that is.
I hope it is.
It looks like it's got arbitrary stealth sections, because in the cutscene you see him sneaking up behind someone.
I kind of like stealth sections, but I would agree it's not very Deadpool.
I feel like we're probably just going to, if you play it, you're like, what a funny line. Then you'll get sad and you have to play it till the next funny line. Then he starts repeating funny lines and you get more sad.
You're so pessimistic about this game. We haven't actually seen any gameplay footage.
Okay, hang on. Lewis, you cannot talk about having not seen any gameplay footage, because yesterday you were so ridiculously hyped up about this video before they'd even announced anything about it. You were just like, they're making a Deadpool game! And I was like, Lewis, all you know is that they're making a Deadpool game and there is a timer that will eventually, presumably, show us some things about it. And
timers make me excited!
You were already preparing to pre-order it. The way you were going on.
Yeah, you're right. I got far too excited about this game. I'm not going to lie, though, it is because out of all of the games, like genuinely, the fact this game exists has just made me happy. Because...
But then it'll be bad.
But I know, because I played Deadpool games that were awful. Games with Deadpool in that were tragic. But
like?
I still enjoy, like Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
That's awesome.
No, Marvel Ultimate Alliance was awful. Marvel Ultimate Alliance is a really bad game. I had it on the Wii, the first one. It was a really bad game on the Wii. I still loved it because Deadpool was in it.
We played through it on PS4.
No, but the first Ultimate Alliance. The second one was actually worse, but...
It didn't make any sense.
But it was fine because Deadpool was in it. And I want to get that Spider-Man game that has Deadpool.
However, it is made by an awesome developer, because the Transformers games are awesome. The first one, the War of Cybertron. It's the grittiest, yeah, most Unreal Engine-y thing you'll ever see.
But with robots.
Yes, so you don't mind the fact that just, you know, you're playing as literal tanks.
Look, this, well, why are you so down on it then? Because the first trailer looked good, like, in terms of it was...
The sense of humour's there, but what I saw from the small amount of gameplay you could see...
That was not gameplay. None of that was gameplay. All of that was cinematically chosen segments. None of that was gameplay. It was in-engine, granted, but it was not gameplay. There was no HUD, there was no interface. There was nothing.
You're assuming there will be a HUD. Who knows? This is Deadpool. It could be ridiculously meta.
It might not have a HUD. Yeah. I want to know what they're going to do with the healing factor. Because that is too big a thing to ignore.
That's the thing that's made me the most worried about this game.
Here's a young teenage girl to protect the entire game. There's your health meter.
Someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, games wherever you... Like... There's a difference between playing a game where you have regenerative health and, like, that's, you know, the things, you know, the sort of style that Halo probably, I hesitate to say innovated, but certainly popularized, you know. There's a difference between that and games where you literally just can't die. And games where you literally just can't die, for my money, aren't fun. Like, the example I would give, which is obviously a completely different style, is, what was the recent Kirby game on the Wii?
Epic Yarn
wasn't fun for me because there was no risk.
Like, there was the collecting the stuff.
But it's magic.
Yeah.
They're made of wool.
In fact, if anything, I would say games where you can't die are actually really good games. I can't think of a bad one.
Well, no, okay. Maybe it's not that games where you can't die, but games which are combat-based where you can't die. You know, where the entire point is you're fighting someone. Where's the risk? Yeah. Where's the impetus to actually run away and actually take stock of your situation?
Well, I came up with a great way to do that, but Deadpool's not going to do it.
We risk getting a gimmick, and we don't want a gimmick.
Never Dead did that. Yeah, but Never Dead was made by a bad developer. Like, there's no helping a bad... Like, it was. I think Never Dead is actually a good idea. I think Never Dead had stuff in it that was, like, cool. But it was just made by a bad developer.
Right. We're watching the cutscene now, and he's obviously not aiming at people. Or...
Well, yeah, because this isn't gameplay. This is cinematically chosen scenes.
Yeah.
None of this could be called gameplay. It is in-game engine. But
I'm not into...
There is a get-out clause with Deadpool. Chop off his head. If the final blow is that his head's chopped off, then yeah.
Well, that's still not the case, though. That's the thing.
Well, I was reading Deadpool comics recently. Unless there's someone to reattach his head, that will kill him.
Really?
Yeah. But even then, there's stuff, you know... I mean, we don't know. We don't know what they're going to do with that.
Hold on. Battlefield 4's been confirmed. Wow!
It's not... Battlefield 4 has not been confirmed. Battlefield 4 has been, like... Like, you didn't need to confirm its existence. It's like announcing the sun's going to come up.
Well, it's like, I remember when I came in a bit late to E3. I know, I was watching this battle, what I thought was Battlefield 3 for about half an hour, like, oh, Modern War, let's call it, what's the,
Medal of Honor. Call of Medal of Honor, juicy.
Medal of Honor just came up, like, oh, was that what I was watching? Oh. And I remember just reflecting the entire gaming industry for like 2 seconds. what is this?
Well, so that's another thing I'm kind of excited about Deadpool as a game. This is technically a new IP for video games.
Also, there's actually been nothing to spur on this game.
Yeah, it's very much come out of nowhere.
There hasn't been any tie-in film or any big comic book event with Deadpool. Just people wanted a Deadpool game, so now it exists.
Well, yeah, I would say the same about Arkham Asylum. I mean, yes, the Batman films exist, but Arkham Asylum and Batman...
but the thing, like, Batman just was now in main culture. Like,
I suppose.
No one knows who Deadpool is, and, like, people who don't know what comics are don't know what... Deadpool is.
Deadpool, I would consider an obscure character. He's only ever been in one film where he was horribly misrepresented.
Oh, people like him when he was Ryan Reynolds. Then he turned into Baraka, and no one liked him.
But I think with regards to, like the game as a new IP, I think the reason it's come into existence is basically because Deadpool's been in a lot of other people's games and got really positive response. So, for example, he was in that Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions game.
Yeah.
He was in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I think Marvel vs. Capcom 3 did a lot to promote Deadpool. Because he's a good character in that game. So I'm very hopeful for this game. I want to know more. They haven't announced what platform it's on yet, which has me slightly concerned. IGN's put it on the PlayStation 3, but only on the PlayStation 3. So if it's a PS3 exclusive, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Part of me kind of wants it to be, but that's just the selfish side of me.
It's a very peculiar selfish side of you. I mean, what would you gain from it being a PS3 exclusive?
I could just lord it over some people who are Xbox fans. Basically,
well, don't forget the Wii. You know, the Wii.
It's not on the Wii. I'm sorry. It might be on the Wii U. If it's on the Wii U, I'd be interested.
Wait, what game are we talking about again? I keep zoning out.
The Deadpool game.
Deadpool game. Yeah.
That could be on the Wii U.
I mean, to be fair, it's Activision, isn't it? So, you know, they're going to hedge their bets.
Oh, you're probably right, telling me as multi-platform as possible. I don't think Activision
3DS.
Develops.
Come on.
It's not going to be on 3DS.
I'm certain it will in some form.
Have you seen that Vivendi is trying to sell Activision off, but they can't?
Yeah, because no one's rich enough to buy them.
Yeah, it's a worry in the gaming industry that Apple might. So then you've got like basically the second biggest gaming powerhouse out there under the Apple command, and you know that would be bad. That would be very, very bad.
Well, that would probably be a monopoly on just money. Just all of money.
Until they have it all.
Yeah, they have over half of the money.
Yeah, well, I mean, what is Apple's market cap at the moment? It's something like 700 billion or something, isn't it?
Well, they are the most successful company in the world right now.
Yeah, they are. They're the biggest.
Which, you know, computers. That's what people want.
No, it isn't computers. It's the iPad and the iPhone. That's what caused their current stock up shift. It's been since 2007. The iPhone.
It's almost 500 billion.
500 billion.
600 billion. My bad. 100 billion off.
A simple mistake to make. A simple mistake. So yes, other video. I can't think of any other video games. I don't think there's been any.
This was a great idea to do this podcast.
It was such a good idea. Such a great idea. We've been playing.
Let's see what I've been playing.
You've been playing Ratchet and Clank. A lot of Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah, the HD collection.
And all for
one. Nostalgic.
Yeah, there's probably going to be there's new Call of Duty coming out in a few months.
Oh yes, no, there are two interesting things about Call of Duty I want to talk about.
Go on.
Firstly, it turns out this is actually also the guy who wrote the first Black Ops, but it's still kind of interesting. Do you know who is writing Black Ops 2?
Is it Oliver North?
Close.
Nolan North.
It's David S. Goyer, who helped write Batman Begins and The Dark Knight Rises.
How what? Is that close to Oliver North?
Because Nolan North.
Nolan
North. Christopher Nolan.
Very, very loose link.
Very loose link.
That's not... Oliver North is a war criminal.
Also, Batman is the most...
I just remembered who Oliver North is.
Yeah, American Dad, Charles, yes.
Oliver North is helping write Black Ops 2. The whole game consists of you standing in front of tribunals and going, yeah, I did it.
No, he's shilling for them, though. He is shilling. He's...
Yeah, no, he was in the advert, wasn't he? I remember.
And have you seen the villain as well? He's been called the champion of the 99%.
Yeah, but I don't know how fair that is, because I know that the game... I think what it's going to be is a revolutionary, and the media call him the champion of 99% because he represents a poor minority. And, that doesn't necessarily have to mean that...
Wait, are we talking about Batman or Call of Duty now?
Boom! It's exactly the point I was going to make. Basically,
You haven't answered me.
What we're talking about...
Just not smug. It didn't say anything useful.
We're talking about Black Ops 2. We're talking about the antagonist of Black Ops 2 is Bane.
Who knows the irony in the fact, but it's owned by Activision, but definitely not 99%.
Like, yes! They do actually have a motive in making their audience right wing, don't they?
Yeah. Appealing to hippies. That was just smelly movie.
I don't think necessarily this whole idea of the villain is the Messiah of the 99% is necessarily a bad thing. I think it might be interesting to have a villain with a sympathetic cause.
Will it just be evil?
Or they could just be flat evil, which would be a really bad thing to do.
Because the last three games just had, silly West, I'm going to blow you up and invade you. and then he just got killed by an English person.
Well, Black Ops is not Black Ops. Modern Warfare as a series was horrible storyline wise. It was incredibly ham-fisted politics.
Oh, hang on, Modern Warfare 1, like, that was just fine. Then they started expanding things. It's like, what the?
I agree with Charles. I agree. Modern Warfare 1 was genuinely enjoyable. It's the only one I've played, but I enjoyed it.
I only got that when Modern Warfare 2 came out, because it finally went down in price.
Because it's like Mario.
It was only £16 3 years after it came out. Wasn't that nice of it?
But yeah. No, the only Call of Duty game I finished was Black Ops. I had Modern Warfare on my computer and I couldn't finish it because I got so bored.
I don't like Modern Warfare's idea of stealth, which is just to follow behind a guy when he tells you to do things.
Yeah.
Not get here, go, just kill him and let's do this.
But yeah. I'm optimistic for Black Ops 2. Because they, from what I've read, there's a lot changing in the game.
Yeah.
Like open world stuff.
Being a multiplayer would be less broken.
I'm not going to play the multiplayer.
Yeah, but the broken thing about Call of Duty's multiplayer, though, is the community, and you're not going to fix that.
But, boom! Yeah, people suck. Well, it's just you're so good, here's a nuke. some perks I don't mind, some I do. Some, like the helicopter. Want a friend? Alright, he'll just hover above and shoot things for you. Oh, thanks.
I don't know, there was some cool stuff. Like, I like the one where you can drop the flak jackets for your mates.
That's a nice one. That's a lovely perk.
Because that actually also requires that tactically place them, and then the enemy realises there's, like, a bait that they can use to attack you.
Not, like, unleash a wave of dogs.
Do you remember when we played Black Ops, we put the bots on? We put them all onto stupid mode.
They're great.
And then we just ended up getting the gunship, which was, like, just press both of these triggers and everything will die.
Going off topic.
We have what topic are we discussing here?
We've already deduced that there is no gaming news.
There is no gaming news. There is nothing to discuss.
Even though we had Comic-Con, there is no gaming news.
There was Deadpool and that was it.
Comic-Con isn't technically gaming. It's just that they happen to... Oh, look, there are nerds here. We'll just show them some of the nerdier games.
So, Iron Man 3? Huh?
Since when did, like... I like Comic-Con, I like the idea of Comic-Con in terms of, let's have a big convention about comics. But since when was stuff like, since when was stuff like My Little Pony a comic? Since stuff like, when did Gears of War become a comic? When, these things are not comics anymore.
There are Gears of War comics.
Yeah, but it wasn't originally that.
I have no idea who the novel demographic is.
What, for Gears of War?
Yes.
It's someone
who likes Gears of War and thrilling novels.
Someone who enjoys Gears of War for the story, but not necessarily the mind-numbingly tedious gameplay.
There's a story?
There is somewhere.
No, satire!
It's in the novels.
I've just googled gaming news, and one of the top hits is, father takes away child's Xbox, and an Xbox phones the police.
No, the child calls the police, not the Xbox.
Oh god, they're gaining sentience.
Don't take me.
That's an interesting... I mean...
Apparently the child had bad grades, so the father took his Xbox.
Did the child buy the Xbox with his own money?
The child's 17.
Well, yeah.
Then he's not a child.
No.
No.
This is a very misleading story you found. I distrust your source of news.
I don't know. I think the parent is probably entitled to do so, but equally I haven't read the story and I have no intention of looking for it myself.
17 years old, though? Well, 17 years old?
No, there's a happy ending. It says, he told the paper he was a little bit proud of the lengths his kid took to get his gaming console back, but he wanted to send his father to prison.
Oh!
He was 17!
And
this is brain surgery.
This is a brain surgery. No, that's later in the article.
Ooh, Rovio have a new game. That's sort of news.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Rovio, but it's sort of news.
Oh no, Rovio's evil. Well, at least Activision is. They want to sell the Angry Birds trilogy for £40.
Fuck.
On disc.
Are you kidding? But
what?
There's that... Yeah.
Basically, you get Angry Birds Season. Not Space, you don't get that one. And you get the Rio...
So these games which cost $1 on your iPhone or your Android or every other platform, your toaster or whatever,
For a total of £6, you can buy all three on your iTouch or whatever. But for about £30 to £40,
why? why would anyone buy this? Because Angry Birds as well, one of the major reasons Angry Birds actually works as a game is because of the touchscreen.
And because it's cheap, you know, it's almost throwaway.
I like the idea that the Angry Birds trilogy can be sold the same as the Ratchet Clank trilogy. Ratchet Clank, several full games.
I would love it if Angry Birds won, like, next E3 on the Microsoft stage. They have an Angry Birds announcement trailer on the same level as a Halo trailer. Like, massive booming music and orchestra. And it's like, they're back, and they're angrier than ever
before.
They want
eggs and shit.
I want to see first-person Angry Birds.
Just from the perspective of a bird smacking into the side of a wooden plank.
Yeah, it'd be hard to judge your and your pitch and stuff, but yeah, that could be a winner.
It's gonna have Kinect.
Of course it's gonna have Kinect. Why would you not use that bastion of precision, the Kinect?
It's the console version will sell for $40, and the 3DS one will sell for $30.
The 3DS has a games, store for it.
Aren't those, yeah. Aren't those games going to be almost completely identical in quality, though?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise this. Guess who is publishing the Angry Birds trilogy?
Activision?
Yes!
Did mention that.
So we've got an Activision theme today, haven't we?
We have, although our website is currently set to hate EA mode.
The extra features will be in 3D on the 3DS.
What?
Surprisingly, they're selling that. And it'll be HD.
I'm glad if you're releasing a game on the Xbox 360, it'll be in HD. That's a novelty.
I thought it was already in the PSN store and places.
It is in the PSN store, you're right, it's a mini.
Yeah, so... I hate Rovio.
Because money.
Because money, exactly.
This isn't going to make money. This is going to cost them discs. That is essentially what this is.
The thing is, everyone owns some sort of mobile which can play Angry Birds.
No.
Yeah. So you're selling to the market who doesn't own fancy mobiles.
That's me.
The most likely the market doesn't own consoles.
Right, Charles. I understand you don't have a phone capable of playing Angry Birds. Actually, I think you do. I think your BlackBerry can play it.
No, BlackBerry. How about crappy Sony Ericsson? Makes me sad.
My BlackBerry cannot play Angry Birds.
That's quite sad.
No, it's not, because I have no intention of buying it, and I am not disappointed by the fact that I can't play Angry Birds. I'm just saying, we do exist. We're right there.
Angry Birds is on the BlackBerry, though. You can buy it.
Yes, but mine isn't a touchscreen BlackBerry.
Does it have to be touchscreen then?
Well, if it's not, then why would you play Angry Birds?
That's the same as the PS3 version.
Yeah, why? How on earth are you going to play this console version?
Space magic. I don't
space
know.
Space magic.
If you go if you're just jealous of those people on the bus with Angry Birds, like I want some of that, so you go to the shop and spend £40 on a copy of Angry Birds.
Is the whole point of is
what
the
you've been missing?
Phone, is the mobile phone version just supposed to be something that's like an advert for the console version? Is that be the intention all along?
Apparently. Right, we've swallowed this market. Let's move on to another one. Because, why the fuck not?
But yeah, actually though, Rovio have released their new mobile phone game, haven't they? Which is apparently a rip-off of The Incredible Machine. So,
I've never heard of The Incredible Machine, so I'm perfectly fine for them to rip it off.
I suppose that's fair. But
that's not fair. Just because you haven't heard of something doesn't make it fair. That's not how it works.
If I don't care, it doesn't matter.
You couldn't, copy a famous work of art and claim I've never heard of the artist. You can't copy, I don't know, something by Picasso, then just say, oh, who? This is completely original, I've never heard of him. Man. Just put my hands up.
That's great. No, that reminds me of the time my friend was saying, he's basically said Bioshock 2 would have been a much better received game if people hadn't played Bioshock 1. And I said, that doesn't work on the basis that they didn't make a game and accidentally realise it was a sequel to Bioshock. Mm. It's not like they were there going, you play as this underwater thing called the Big Daddy. It's a new concept we've come up with. No, it's been done.
Oh. Should we sue? No, it's been out for 2 years. Oh.
It's just pure...
your sequel.
Talk pure coincidence.
Pure coincidence, yeah.
Then you've got the not really a sequel coming out. When is that out?
Oh, Infinite.
Yeah.
That's been pushed back to next year.
Yes, next February.
Next March is going to be awesome, isn't it?
Well, the thing is
there's everything in March.
There's currently two games I'm incredibly hyped for.
What's coming out this year? What have you got left? You've got Call of Duty.
Pikmin 3, I think, is this year.
Gonna buy a Wii U?
The Wii U is this year, which is pretty big. I'm not gonna get a Wii U at launch. I was burned very badly by the Wii.
and the 3DS.
I haven't got
the 3DS. Yay, games! Yay, Rayman 3D. Why is this for gamers on everything?
Rayman 2 is the launch game of every single console.
Yeah, it's been on about 8.
Yeah. Rayman Legends is also this year, which I actually want.
God, I want that.
That looks delicious. I want to take a bite out of it.
Delicious.
That's the problem with digital content. You can't eat it. You know, if you've got an actual disc, you could take a bite out of it. But, you know, you download it off Steam.
But I can take a bite out of the content. Bite being B-Y-T. Satire. Satire. It's not even
biting.
Satire,
but... Biting satire.
How many
people... Oh, God, Kieran.
How many people go on this website?
We don't know. No, I'm not going
to
say.
I'm sure there's a way to get stats.
There are a way to get stats. I do know, but I'm not... We shouldn't say.
It's like on the radio, you can't say how many listeners there are, yeah, unless you're Chris Moyles.
We're not at... Basically, we're doing a lot better than I thought we'd be doing in the first week, is what I'll say. So,
yeah, we've made almost £2.
Guys. How long is it going to be till you sell out?
As soon as someone offers me a contract that allows me to sell out.
Kingdom 3, 10 out of 10.
We don't actually do serious reviews, though, which is a shame. We can't sell out in that way.
Well, you can eventually. Sad. Then hopefully.
I don't think I'd ever be happy being serious with
you. Are you just waiting till one day where one of those games you've satired actually gets made?
If that happens, I think we'll quit.
Actually, Lewis, I think we could sell out. You know, say for example, EA approaches us and says, "Hey, stop writing negative articles about us and start writing about Activision." You know.
Oh yeah, no, we could do
Aren't
that.
Aren't you doing that already? For like free.
Well, currently we've very heavily lampooned EA. Like I think. After tomorrow, there will be 7 articles on our website which basically say EA are evil. So we are biased against EA. But then again, we're biased against everyone. I think we've managed to successfully attack all of the major console manufacturers.
I don't think it's biased if it's against everyone.
That's true. We have a bias to society.
Mankind.
Yeah.
I like animals.
It's a misanthropy.
Yeah, I suppose. But yeah, what are the things? There's the Hitman game.
I'm confused on that. I'm not sure how they're trying to sell this.
Hitman looks like everything...
Non-simulator.
Hitman looks like Lollipop Chainsaw, but with all of the colours and sense of irony removed.
Maybe that's the greatest sense of irony at all. There isn't any. I'm a very serious man killing people.
Killing sexy nuns.
I don't get that. How's being a nun a disguise? I don't, but it's a PVC nun as well.
It's not a disguise, is it? It's if anything that will attract. Attention.
Are they are they actually nuns?
I think they're like a.
Or it's just some like guy who makes weird requests when you know getting thugs.
What sort of a combination of an assassin and a
I'd like some. I'd like some hitmen, but not only hitmen. They must all be female. I can do that. Can you dress them like nuns? Bit strange. We can do that, but like stripper nuns. Also, give one a bazooka. the least combat-ready people I've ever seen.
I also very much get the impression that if they left the protagonist from Hitman alone, he wouldn't kill them.
Yeah, he just sits there being gruff and well-dressed.
But that's coming out. That's being made by Eidos, who, in like the past 5 years, have suddenly become an incredible developer.
What have they done?
They did the Batman games.
Eidos.
Yeah, they did Deus Ex. They did Just Cause 2. They did that.
But they did
that
Tomb Raider back in the 90s.
Guardian of Light. Yeah, they suddenly became really good again.
Oh yeah, because the Tomb Raider in the 2000s was shit.
They were awful. Yeah, and the new Tomb Raiders haven't been that great either. The Guardian of Light one was quite good.
But now that one's really, really good.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
And you've got like now super uber gritty one, which she got raped but didn't really.
Yeah, but it's like you've got to protect her from being raped, which is like I get the sentiment of trying to raise the stakes in this emotional way, but it's.
Oh, I hope we do it like a really untasteful quick time event.
Press X to get raped.
Yeah, mash X.
The thing is, that is probably how they're gonna do it. That's the horrible thing.
Dance things going down the side. Right? Slapping away his hands.
What was sort of the alleviators? Oh god.
I hope they do something so ridiculous. It breaks the game.
Oh, no.
Well, the island is actually it's just lost. It's going to be lost at the end of the day, isn't it? It's going to be smoke monsters and polar bears.
Well, it's more like the Truman Show. She's going to just find the end, just walks into a street.
I would genuinely laugh my ass off if she accidentally stumbles across Nathan Drake.
I hope we do some sort of cocky thing where find Nathan's corpse or something.
that's more something they would do. That's more something than I would do, I think.
Like Bulletstorm. I accept Bulletstorm's a fun game. But when it makes a game based for the sole reason of taking the piss out of a much more successful game.
I liked Bulletstorm a lot, though. I loved Bulletstorm, actually.
It's pretty something awesome.
I think the audience are very much getting a measure that I adore really stupid things.
You do?
I do.
That's why you hang out with us.
Yeah. Again, I think Bulletstorm's it's a bit smarter than people give it credit for. Not that much smarter.
When you say smart, are you going to describe it as ironically smart?
No.
Like everything else you play.
No, Bulletstorm I just liked because I like the
it's just colourful and murdery.
It's just stuff like I loved how the protagonist was supposed to be a badass, but the whole game consists of him failing to be a badass. Like he'll do some, he'll try and do some amazing escape plan, and he'll end up crushing a monster's eggs, and then he'll have to run away from the monster because he fucked up.
It's a lot like what Duke Nukem wanted to be.
Yeah, it is. Like Bulletstorm got Duke Nukem a lot better than Duke Nukem did. There's another game that had rape in it for no good reason.
There wasn't any rape.
In the alien ship bit with all the women.
We've been captured and impregnated. Tough luck, baby. Then they explode to lots of facehuggers. I get the difference between being cool and apathetic and just being a dick.
Yeah, and that's Duke Nukem Forever in a nutshell, really, isn't it?
Well, Duke Nukem Forever in a nutshell. The first hour and a half of Duke Nukem's okay.
So here's a room full of crap. Go to the toilet, pick some crap up, draw on a wall. Why the hell not? Go play pool.
Really bad pool.
Have sex with young women dressed like schoolgirls. To
be fair, I could do all of that in The Sims.
What, have sex with schoolgirls?
Well, you could, I mean, with mods, yeah, probably.
With mods?
Yeah.
Is Duke Nukem a Sims mod?
The problem is, Duke Nukem feels like one of those games CSI has when someone gets killed because of a game.
An example of a bad influence game.
In this, and you just kick eyeballs.
They are going ahead with another Duke Nukem game.
Why?
Because apparently Gearbox have got the full reins over it.
I hope so. Gearbox are fun.
Gearbox have been getting a lot better.
I'm looking forward to Borderlands 2. That's my most anticipated game this year, Borderlands 2. Probably because there's very little else coming out this year.
Yeah, all the stuff I was excited about got
pushed back. It's now March.
Yeah. March. My most anticipated was Bioshock, but that's gone. Then it was Lollipop Chainsaw, and I've beaten that now, so...
Yeah. I played that Ghost Recon game. It was a bit nasty.
Is there really nothing else coming out this year? There must be something big. Is Halo 4 this year? Halo 4.
Yeah, it's Election Day in America. It's the same day as...
Yes! There we go. There's a game I don't care about.
it's a better four-player local game than Call of Duty.
Yes. No, you're right. Halo 4 LAN parties will be fun. Halo 4 is always fun.
Oh, God. On PC, on first-person shooters, I'm actually quite good. I mean, I'm pretty much average. When I play Halo 4 on Xbox, Halo 3 on Xbox 360, I get 25 deaths to one kill, and that's not an exaggeration. I am shockingly bad at console first-person shooters.
I think it's Halo's, compared to most FPSs, Halo is actually quite heavy on how much you have to attack someone. CSS,
it requires constant fire on someone with a machine gun to get say, three shots to your kneecaps, which you couldn't have really avoided.
Yeah, are you being it for that reason?
Yeah, being hit? You could respond to that attack.
It's much more kinetic-y moving game.
Yeah, it's less tactical. Yeah, if you can't just get killed in one hit, then it's much less tactical. Which is why I think I prefer TF2 or CSS.
Well, TF2 I like because it has a health system.
CSS?
Counter Strike Source.
Ah.
But yeah.
I don't play PC much, as you can tell. My PC's old and smells.
It does smell. It smells awful. No, Halo 4, I don't know what, that's being made by 343, isn't it?
Yes. They have the reins now of this beloved franchise.
What are they going to do to it?
I can take a guess.
Probably very little.
Yeah, exactly the same game again, please. Also, this is an interesting point. The last Xbox had two Halo games on it. One came out at launch, one came out about halfway through the life cycle, I think.
We've got three.
This generation is going to have literally double the amount of Halo games.
We've got three. We've got the other one I can't remember the name
ODST.
Of. ODST. We've got Reach. We've got four.
So it's double
don't forget
the
Wars. Don't forget Halo Wars.
Well, no,
does
it
that count?
No.
No, it doesn't count because it's not not main series and it's not. Yeah, no. So, yes. Have you guys been playing any games? Have you played any games, Charles?
I am. Literally, right now, I'm building, for no reason whatsoever, a bamboo cube in Roller Coaster Tycoon 2 to encase the station of a roller coaster. That is what I'm doing at this very moment. It's incredibly tedious. I'm not very good at building scenery in any game, let alone in Roller Coaster Tycoon 2, but I figured I might as well build a bamboo cube because this is one of the Asian-themed scenarios. And, you know, bamboo is a thing.
I quite like how that is definitely for your entertainment and no one else's.
Oh, yeah.
Like the game engine won't recognise that you've built that.
The game engine will recognise that I've built some scenery, and people will go, ooh, nice scenery. They won't recognise that it is a pointless... Like, none of these walls even have windows in them. I literally just got the same wall and built it over and over again.
Have you done that cheat where you raise the price of drinks loads? Then no, you lower them loads. When you raise the price of going to the loo. You make loads of money, or you have to pay janitors to clean up wee.
It's just like the towers.
As it happens in this particular scenario, I don't actually need money, which is why I can afford to build a bamboo cube. I'm almost finished, though.
There is no money.
Thankfully, there are a couple of holes for the actual roller coaster to go through, which is good. But, come on. Three more squares. It's really hard to line everything up whenever it's all hidden by bamboo walls.
Yeah,
one more.
You're on a podcast right now.
Yeah. So, yes. Welcome to the live building of Charles's bamboo cube. Or bamboo, as it is known to me.
Radio narration of Roller Coaster Tycoon. I'd like to see a dramatic novel of Roller Coaster Tycoon, actually.
An erotic novel.
Dramatic, not erotic.
Well, 50 Shades of Grey. Might as well hop on the bandwagon. You can make you can make it an erotic gaming map. There's none of those, I assume.
It's 50 rides a day.
That was pretty good.
So, yeah.
I accept that pun.
Ooh, I thought of game news.
What's some game news?
Steam sales.
Oh, the Steam sales, yeah. Have you bought anything?
No.
My computer can't process Steam. To any extent,
I got Alan Wake.
That's gonna be my pet project over the next year. Build some sort of computer capable of running games.
I'm doing that at the moment. Well, I'm currently looking at parts and stuff.
How's it going?
Well, I say I am. I'm getting people at Fragsoft to do it because they know all about computers, so they're specking me the best computer for my money.
Yeah, well, I've got a pet nerd, so
pet nerd. See, now you're dehumanizing people. Have you grabbed anything, Charles?
I was very sorely tempted a couple of days ago, whenever it was one of the deal. What was that?
What was what?
I just heard something fall.
That was me.
Kieran being mugged.
Kieran, I asked, what was that?
They won
you
that prize.
The one questions what it was, and the noise distinctly came from you.
Yeah, well, you know.
No, anyway, we don't.
That's part of the problem, Kieran.
Things make noises.
What I was going to say was, a couple of days ago, whenever it was one of the daily deals, I was tempted to get The Binding of Isaac for 99p because it was 99p.
Oh, you should have.
Well, yeah, but then I realised that like the only reason I was tempted to get it was because it was 99p, and that's how capitalism works.
Whenever
Binding of Isaac was released and, you know, post release, whatever, all the reviews, I remember thinking, oh, this looks like it's an interesting game, but it didn't appeal to me. And it didn't, and I just decided that, you know, if the only reason I'm getting this is because it's 99p, then actually maybe I shouldn't get it.
I can sympathize with that. But at the same time, I would say Binding of Isaac's a very fun game in its own right, and it's I paid full price for it, full price being £4. So
yeah.
It's not, but it is very fun.
I am tempted by Tropico 4, Just because, I mean, I really like Tropico, and I like Tropico 3, and we don't talk about Tropico 2, but...
Not since he divorced your mum, is that...
No, Tropico 2 was just shit. It wasn't a Tropico game, it was an RTS with pirates or something.
What?
Yeah, Tropico 2 was like, just no one cared.
How on earth is that a sequel to Tropico?
I don't know.
We used to have this city building game with this sort of communist dictator theme. Now we're going to make an RTS with pirates.
Basically. No, it's the same game, it just rather than having a kind of Latin American theme, as a pirate theme.
Right, okay, well, that makes more sense
than a pirate RTS.
What you described
like was... some deploy your pirate units. Like, you know, pirate brigade. That's going to crap.
It does say here you do need to prepare weapons and stuff and make ships. Actually, it does seem like quite an RTS, if I'm honest.
Okay. So, yeah, so you were tempted by Tropico 4. I haven't played any Tropico. I've been interested, but it's never... It's either too old or too expensive for me to look at.
No, I bought Tropico 3 and never actually installed it, like about half my Steam library. So that's, I'm worried that the same thing would happen with this. But I don't know.
Can't wait till Tropico 4. Remember Tropico 3? I've never played it.
No, I haven't. The thing with Tropico 3 is I pirated it and enjoyed it quite a bit, so I bought it on Steam and then never actually bothered to download and install it.
It's like reverse, like mint condition for online games. I've never touched it or played it.
I rather ironically pirated the entire of the Tales of Monkey Island series. And then when it went
hey,
on
internet,
sale, I bought a
guess
copy.
Guess who can get access to this?
Yeah.
What's that, everyone?
I did buy it though, so I'm clear now. And not only that I bought it, I actually bought you a copy as well, because I really enjoyed it. And you never finished it.
Oh, I didn't start it.
You didn't even start it, I hate you.
I can never get around.
You this great
do what
game.
I fancy, a good old RTS.
It's not RTS, an RTS, yeah. It's a...
Well, given the fact I've got nothing game. To do for the next 2 months.
Give it a go, it's fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, it's not an RTS either.
It's not an RTS, no.
Just a thought though, in terms of kind of what you're doing with your mouse movements and stuff, it's probably quite similar. You know, you're moving your mouse to click on stuff on the main field, then you're moving down to the toolbar at the bottom and clicking around,
but,
then you're moving back up.
No, but Kieran, people who play RTSs properly do everything with hotkeys, so...
Oh yeah, that is true, yeah.
You know, I don't think you can be a professional point-and-click adventure game player.
I also rather like the idea of we'll get you to play a point-and-click adventure game, Kieran, and then we will map the mouse movements and clicks that you did to a game of Command & Conquer 3 and see how well you do. I have a feeling you're not going to do very well.
I would love it if that turned out to be somehow like the secret code to win Command & Conquer.
You mean Command & Conquer is a reskinned Monkey Island?
That is actually essentially what it would be. That's a very good observation. So yes, so now that we've deduced the secret of Monkey Island, that was not a bad segue. I thought that was alright. Yeah. Yeah, I got Alan Wake and Alan Wake's American Nightmare. You could get Alan Wake's American Nightmare for £3.
Seriously.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's a really good game. I really enjoyed American Nightmare.
It does it quite well, making you do the same thing 3 times.
Yes, in an interesting way. But that game was a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to Alan Wake 2. I know they're making it.
Do you?
Yes, they've said.
Ew. Still, I will say one thing today which you must not buy on the Steam sale, and that's Saints Row 3. Do not buy Saints Row 3.
Too late.
it's a terrible, terrible
game. It's like if you tell your mate he's funny, so he like comes back into the next day to school naked.
Yeah,
that's not what I meant by you were funny. You took a very serious thing and made it silly. Now you just took a very silly thing and made it sillier.
Did you come up with that yourself? Because that's pretty apt.
Well done, Chris. You had independent thought.
I'm not Lewis's puppet. I bought him to fill numbers.
No, it just means it's kind of thing like Yahtzee would say or something.
It was a fun game to play at the start.
Yeah, it was.
I just had a guy with like mutton chops and a big orange suit. Then you bump into Burt Reynolds, who is the mayor. And then he sends you to Zombie Island because some zombies got loose.
Because zombies are the law.
Is it so zany it hurts? Is that the case?
Yes.
Yeah.
As in the last boss, you upgrade like these C4 into like jars of farts.
Oh god, yeah, it's ridiculous. It's just get Saints Row 2. Saints Row 2 is immeasurably superior.
Because it's just ridiculous how you have like a throw button. just pick people and throw them.
Yeah, but Saints Row 3, it's just completely pared down. And then, Lewis, you said about how you reckon it is a satire of itself, almost.
That's something I read.
The third one's just went too far.
That's what I read from a guy called Anthony Birch, who does various things on the internet. And I thought it was an intriguing interpretation. I couldn't say because I hadn't played it. And based on what you said, I have no intention of playing it because I didn't actually like Saints Row 2. I got very bored by it. But, yeah.
Well, in this one, your guy's a complete mega uber bastard. In the third one.
He was a complete mega uber bastard in Saints Row 2. No, what I played.
Well, actually, yeah, he is. Like, one of the first missions is clear out a church of tramps to make it your base. Because it's all set throwing tramps on a fire.
Yeah, but the thing
You're laughing as you say that.
Because it's ludicrous.
But it was more than just that. The fact is that everything in it had purpose. It wasn't just zany for zany's sake. You know, yeah, sure, you went around spraying sewage on people, but there was a purpose on that. You know, you were taking down property values or, you know, getting revenge or something. It's, and the characters were more interesting, like, it was a better game. Saints Row 2 was really good.
In Saints Row 3, a mission involves you getting extensive plastic surgery to look like a general, going into a base and just convincing people you're a general.
Yeah, and there's one where you have to...
That's the case even if you're a woman, which means there's a mission that ensures you get a sex change.
Yeah, and there's one where which is quite the famous one, where you have to escape at the end on a chariot pulled by, you know, two guys in bondage gear. And, it sounds funny, but it's actually, it just doesn't work because the physics are atrocious and the mission structure is just a bad game.
And then, physics often affect the quality of humor.
And I've been playing a game where you kind of suspect there's going to be like a big plot twist and this never comes.
No, it doesn't at all.
Because you go into this base, you find that this guy's got a massive cloning facility, and then he gets crushed. So for the whole game, you expect him to come back as a clone. No, he's dead. That's it.
the villain himself, you know, they set him up at the beginning as like this big
villain.
I'm a French
guy.
And you expect him to be like, you know, like, what's his name? The big company were in the first one. Yeah. And then he just isn't. And he dies a third of the way through and you're left with really dull people.
I'm a wrestler.
Though actually, you know, the tech guy in it, Matt, he was voiced by the guy who does the voice of Ben 10. You know,
That's a bit of a shift of career, I think. That's
yeah, it is, but it's Yuri Lowenthal. Oh, yeah. He does a fair amount of stuff.
Well, like, the problem is like the various groups. Like in the second game, you had this group's based off a drug cartel. This group's based off the Triads. Then in the third one, this group's are all Mexican wrestlers, and in this one, they're all techno nerds who like dubstep, who wear neon.
Oh,
so it's just
that's
not
our review for Saints Row 3.
It's fun but then it gets crap.
Do you think it was a game that was rushed?
Oh, absolutely. And it wasn't so much. No, it wasn't rushed. It was finished, but then they cut everything out to make DLC.
Well, then they were going to. They did announce a super DLC, which would make a new game, but Saints Row 3, but with superpowers.
Yeah, the Dominatrix.
But now that's dead.
It is.
They're just making Saints Row 4.
Yeah,
now.
That's what I mean. Yeah, they're putting in Saints Row 4.
Well, I've been heard the guy's taken over THQ, an ex Naughty Dog guy, has said he wants to make Saints Row a serious game series again.
Saints Row was never a serious game. That's not.
No, the first one was. You were like, your guy was completely mute for the whole game. But in the second one, you'd be a Cockney guy with a Mohican, just lobbing people off.
Yeah,
bridges.
Well, the thing is, they found their own unique market, niche in the market,
like,
yeah.
It's no longer a GTA clone. It's its own thing. But it went too far.
Maybe it needs to be reined back, but I certainly think making it serious again would be a serious disservice to the idea.
The endings make no sense. Like, there's one ending which you kill the sidekick of the main bad, of the tertiary bad guy.
Are we just gonna happily ruin the ending of this game? Because we basically slammed it.
You play Saints Row for the plot.
Well,
but
some
like,
people might.
Like, you play. Well, one ending, the good ending, where you choose to save your friends tied to the bomb, is you defeat the secondary bad guy's sidekick. And then you get a jokey mission at the end. If you leave your mates and they explode and die, and you decide to go after the main bad guy instead, you have a QuickTime event where you just tear his head off, and then the helicarrier from Avengers turns up, devoted to taking out your gang. This helicarrier, a future far greater than anything else on the planet, just turns up, and you kill the secondary bad guy. So the, you know in games where the default ending is the good one?
Yes, yeah.
In the one, it's when you're a bastard and leave your friends to explode while going after petty revenge. That's the ending that's meant to happen.
I kind of like that. I kind of like that the bad ending is the canonical one, as you
think. Yeah, but you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because I'm like that. I wanted everyone to die at the end of Gears of War.
Let's not go over that again.
Ah, oh, dear me. You just press the win button, then all the bad guys go away. That's not how an ending should work.
That's not. I think the ending of Gears of War 3 is the biggest missed opportunity of this generation.
Really?
Yeah, they could have turned the whole thing on its head and made Gears of War a much more...
What's the plot is?
Impressive.
People land on a planet, then the aliens that live under the planet get pissed.
Yeah, but I just don't... I don't.
They don't have are we the bad guys? No, we just have like...
Yeah, there's a lot of Gears of War they could have made a lot better, in my opinion. There's a lot of Gears of War I like, actually. I really like the post-apocalyptic tone to it. I think it's a very amusingly dark game in that regard, but a lot of missed opportunity. Wow. By the time this has gone up, there will probably be a new feature I've written, which is the top 5 buttons.
And mine as well, about Comic-Con.
Yes, Comic-Con. We went to Comic-Con. There'll be details on that. It's great.
We went to Comic-Con?
Trust me. Look forward to the article.
Oh, it's one of those.
Oh, I loved going to Comic-Con.
You loved going to Comic-Con, didn't you? That was great. We had a great time at Comic-Con. That'll either be up or going up.
I went to next year's E3.
Yeah. They'll also, so we'll continue to have news stories going up throughout the rest of the week, and I hopefully will be able to get back in touch with Quentin Andrews and see what his Q&A diary has, if we are continuing that feature, which I'm not sure about.
Like us on Facebook and Twitter.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We're at Pixel Greater, and if you search Pixel Greater on Facebook, we'll be able to find us there.
And Tim Schafer liked the website. So.
Tim Schafer liked it.
What?
Yeah, I got into him on Twitter because I decided to spam him. I've actually spoken to Tim Schafer once.
Really? How come?
Kotaku did a talk show and I got through.
Oh, nice.
So I've spoken to Tim Schafer. He's a lovely man, is Tim Schafer.
He is.
And we'll be, hopefully, I don't want to give away anything, but hopefully soon we'll be doing something very similar to Tim Schafer. But I don't want to go into too many details about that because we don't.
You'll be doing something very similar to Tim Schafer.
Oh, yes.
What's
yes,
our we will.
We're not. Yeah.
We will be making the mystery of Gibbon Isle.
We're not. We don't want to get into too many details, but we are making a game for LucasArts.
God.
No, then we'll be doing something. We don't want to get into too many details because we don't know if it, we don't even know it's going to happen yet, but hopefully it will. And then you'll find out. So, thank you for listening to this inane rambling. Hopefully next time we talk, there'll be some video game news to actually talk about. And thank you for listening, and say goodbye, everyone.
No.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Charles is stubborn and a dick.